You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, and my headphones are very loud and feeding back into the mic. This is the Astro Hour. That was A Song for Jeffrey by Jethro Tull. I don't know anything about Jethro Tull, except for they were named after the guy who invented the farming plow. Is that?
Something like that.
Yeah, it's something dumb. My name is Zach Going. My special guest today is my father. Dad.
That is me, your dad. Yeah.
Are you on?
I don't think so.
No, I think you are. Yeah, you got to speak directly into the mic. Just that.
Hello.
Yeah, that works. There you go. I'll turn it up a little bit. Yeah, that's all I know about Jethro Tull. I found that on Spotify. Here's my thing about Spotify. Do you use Spotify?
I use the free version of Spotify.
The free version's fine on your computer, at least.
Yeah.
The only reason I don't
commercials.
Yeah, the only reason I don't have the free version is because I don't want ads running in between songs. That's inconvenient. And also not good, I think.
It wouldn't seem quite...
Yeah, I don't need an ad for Squarespace. Is it like Squarespace that are doing ads? I honestly don't know who's doing ads anymore on Spotify. I think it's mostly Spotify.
I don't know. I don't pay attention to the ads.
Yeah.
I just turn it down
when ads are on. Like, because I remember when I did have the free version in, like, high school, like, all the ads would just be, like, Spotify Radio, like... exists. You can listen to all your favorite songs on mobile. That's the other good thing, is because I use Spotify mobile so often, and when you have the paid version, you can actually choose your songs as opposed to like the random thing.
I don't
thing.
Use it on mobile. I just use it while I'm working.
I only use it on... I mean, that's the only mobile thing I use for music. I don't use like iTunes anymore, which is kind of crazy to me, but
well,
it's good stuff.
If you've got, you know, 50 gajillion songs at your fingertips, why
yeah.
do that?
Why pay for music? Although I do sometimes do like a back of the napkin calculation, and I'm like, am I discovering 5 new songs a month? Because if I'm not discovering 5 new songs a month, then Spotify Premium is not worth it. Because on iTunes, I could just buy each song for $1.30. But I'm also discovering stuff, I suppose.
It allows you the opportunity to discover more than having to pay for it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, no, because I feel like the last thing that I bought on iTunes, I think, was the OJ's Love Train, because it was used in the end of The Martian, or the I think it's the end of The Martian yes. where they use it, yeah. And I was like, oh, this is a great song, and the OJ's are great, so I'll buy it. And that's it, you know? It's all like stuff that I already kind of knew about, but didn't own. I don't know. Man, I wish I had thought of a conversation topic.
Well, did you see what happened to Soyuz today? Have you been paying
no,
attention?
No, I haven't. No.
Oh.
Please.
That was...
What is
there
that?
There was a launch at 3-something this morning, and one of the boosters went bad, and they had to...
Did they abort?
They aborted 3 minutes into the flight.
Heck!
And it was a crew of 2, 1 Russian, 1 American, and they landed safely in Kazakhstan.
Yeah.
They were pulling 6 to 7 Gs on a ballistic reentry.
That hurts. That hurts. I was gonna say 3 minutes in. That's a very bad re-entry. You know, usually those launch abort systems above the Soyuz and that are about to be above Orion and the CST-100. Dragon has its own weird one, but
well, it wasn't like a normal like
it wasn't the cone
NASA abort cone. No, they actually,
oh.
they had already gone to second stage stage booster failed. And they had to do an emergency separation and ballistic reentry.
So that's good. That's what they train for, right? Because anyone, like, it seems almost silly to be training 3 years for a single flight, but it's so that you can calmly do stuff like that. That's amazing. I remember one of my friends once said that the Soyuz was a death trap. And I'm like, that's really untrue. Because it's been casualty-free, I want to say since, like, the third one. Soyuz 1 is the one where Yuri Gagarin's friend died because it was botched. And then there was another one where they lost pressure during re-entry. I forget when, and they suffocated.
Yeah.
But that was it.
I thought there was another one in the early 70s. There was another failure.
I think that's the one I'm talking about. Because yeah. that's the only time members of the crew have died in right. space. Any human being has died in space.
That we know.
Technically. Above the Karman line. Is the Karman line? Is that what it's called? the separation between between air and air space, and space,
yeah.
Using heavy air quotes for the readers at home.
Arbitrary.
Yeah.
I think they actually just redefined that recently.
Oh, really?
Too. They raised it by 60 miles or something.
That's the weird thing about stuff like that is it's completely arbitrary. It's like with the news about Voyager 2 going breaking out of the solar system. What defines being a solar system? You know, I've asked people that and they're like, oh, it's when it like leaves the sun's gravity. I'm like, but it never actually leaves. So you could say when it reaches escape velocity, but in that case, like Voyager 2 left the solar system, you know, before it passed Mars. Yeah. You know. All right. Well, we're gonna play more music and we'll get into more of this stuff. Yeah. I bet you like ABBA.
Oh, sure.
It's coming up. Yeah. Here we go.
I got appointments, work I have. Lexington, 125. Feel sick and dirty, more dead than alive. I'm waiting for my man. Hey, white boy, what you doing uptown? Hey, white boy, you chasing all women around? It's furthest from my mind. I'm just looking forward to different of mine. I'm waiting for my man. He comes, he's all dressed in black. He wore shoes and a big straw hat.
I forgot how long that song was. That's Velvet Underground with I'm Waiting for the Man, which I also thought that was I'm Waiting for My Man until I saw the title just then.
As did I.
That's a weird Berenstain Bears thing. Berenstain Bears.
I'd look at the album itself to verify that, but your mother sold it on me at a yard sale.
Was that like an original one? Was that the one with the sticker?
Yeah, it was an original 1966, 67.
What's the name of that Warhol record?
Velvet Underground and Nico.
Really?
Yeah.
So strange.
That's what it was called.
Andy the Warhol. Album. Andy Warhol, man. I know. I'm looking at it right now. I think it is definitely I'm Waiting for the Man, which is that the lyric?
No. The lyric is I'm mine. I'm waiting for my man.
My. Yeah. Excuse me. It's possessive.
Yes.
I don't know.
It's mind.
Before that was If It Wasn't for the Nights by ABBA. So I'm in the screenwriting course, Dad. Yes. You know this. And I've been trying
It's a fine field. You should give up physics and just go into the movie business.
I'm giving up physics. No, I don't know if I'm going into the movie business. But I have been struggling with the title for this one thing I'm working on, which is a vampire story. And I settled on If It Wasn't...
I'm waiting for my man.
No, I've settled on If It Wasn't for the Nights, which I think is a weird... There are a lot of songs that can accidentally have something to do with vampires, I've found. Like,
for instance,
so I wanted this, you know, that thing Tarantino does where he, like, before he writes a movie, he just like makes like 100 song playlist for the vibe of the movie.
Yes.
I didn't make 100 song playlist. I made a 7 song playlist and they're all disco stuff, including If It Wasn't for the Nights by ABBA, but Stayin' Alive is kind of vampiric.
Sure.
Night Fever is kind of vampiric.
Very.
The yeah. Jackson 5's Blame It on the Boogie is kind of vampiric.
Boogie.
Don't blame sure. it on Don't blame it on the sunshine. Don't blame it on the moonlight. I suppose it could be like a werewolf thing. It's dark. Anything that mentions night really is what I'm saying.
Night, immortality.
Don't stop till you get enough. Did I say Night Fever?
Night fever
is the one that I think works the best.
Well, I'm looking forward to this.
Thanks. You'll see, the closest you'll get is like a little Casey and the Sunshine Band plays in the script. We were told not to add music by our professor, but I'm gonna add music.
Wow.
Because
there's no,
it's not a, yeah,
no one says no, you can't yeah, add music. Yeah,
who's to say
know,
the
to
rules of drama?
Copy.
Aristotle has his rules. I have mine. What's the difference?
I can't think of
okay.
Any.
You're usually good at improving. Why are you bad at improving?
Well,
right now?
I'm not getting good prompts here.
Why am I your favorite of your children?
Oh, that's easy. You're not. I mean, you were until this started.
Why would I be? Were I?
I'd say you're very good at teaching me things I don't know, but your sister is also good at that too.
Yeah, but her stuff is useless.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. Her
no,
stuff
no.
is
I
very
don't,
entertaining.
I don't need to know about... Actually, I do want to know more about puppets. I was about to say puppets, but Jessica knows a lot about
she
puppets.
She knows a
and
lot
I like,
about puppets.
I like puppets.
More about puppets than you could possibly imagine.
I wish I was an Imagineer, puppeteer. No.
You don't want to be a puppeteer?
No. I wish I was a Muppeteer, not a puppeteer.
Oh,
well. I would only want to work for Jim Henson, which I suppose means working for Disney. Are they doing anything?
Well, you know, working for Jim Henson could be a problem.
You know what I mean? The corporation. The Jim Henson
the
workshop.
Muppets.
I don't know.
Do they still call it the Jim Henson Creature Shop? Or,
since
it's been absorbed by the mouse that they don't do that anymore?
Yeah, it's the mouse's creature shop. No, I think the shop itself is still called the Jim Henson Creature Shop. I think. I don't know. Have you ever seen the video of Jim Henson on Arsenio?
I don't think I have.
It's weird because
I probably
he,
saw it live.
So he,
your mother and I were big Arsenio fans.
He's on Arsenio. Were you really?
Oh, yeah. We
How long was Arsenio on? It's kind of a weird...
Two
phenomenon
years?
That I'm very absent from.
A couple of years.
Only two?
Maybe three.
What? When was Muppets Tonight? Because Muppets Tonight was a parody, or not a parody, it drew from Arsenio quite a bit.
Muppets Tonight only lasted one season, I think.
What? That's not true.
I believe that's true.
What is it with the Muppets and TV that is like cursed? Hold on. Tonight.
The Muppet Show lasted a few seasons.
Yeah, yeah, but like nothing else has really kicked off from... The Muppets always get a bad break. Okay, had two seasons. It
two
only
seasons.
Had 22 okay. episodes, though. That's a
so,
lot less
I mean,
than I would think.
22 episodes is what used to be called back
a
in the
season.
Day. A season.
Yeah. Well, it was two seasons back then. Did that not have Kermit in it? I think I've only watched like three episodes of Muppets Tonight.
No, it had Kermit in it.
Who played Kermit? Steve Whitmire. Oh, who was Kermit for the longest time? Okay. That's the original. No, that's not the original. Variety of characters in the Muppet Show. Oh, he inherited Kermit the Frog after... Okay, when was Muppets Tonight? No, oh wait, Arsenio.
You know who would know that? Your sister.
My sister would know that, that's true. Muppets. What was I saying about Muppets? Okay, so Jim Henson's
Arsenio.
On Arsenio. And he does Kermit and Rolf, but he's sitting there, so like he's doing it like like a ventriloquist, and it's really weird. I don't like it. Made me feel very strange, like watching him do that. And then when he does Rolf, Rolf comes out wearing a cast. Well, he holds Rolf, and Rolf has a cast on his right arm. And
why is that?
Arsenio's like what's with the cast? And he goes, no, I'm a puppet. I got a puppeteer, and he like points to Jim behind him, and he's like, he's controlling my hand and my mouth. And then he just like gestures to the other arm, which is in the sling. And Arsenio's like, oh, okay, I understand. It's very good. Very good. Rolf has heart.
I love Rolf.
Who's your favorite Muppet?
Rolf is right up there. But I would, I have a special place in my heart for the great Gonzo.
Of course you like Gonzo. I don't know anyone who really likes Gonzo, but it makes sense that you'd like Gonzo. I love Muppets from Space. It's a great movie.
You know, I've never seen it.
You've never seen Muppets from Space?
No. It's one of
the, it's
one,
the Gonzo-centric movie.
It's the Gonzo-centric movie, and I've never seen it. What? I think your mother took you and your sister to see it.
Did we see it live?
And I never saw it.
What? Or in theaters? I don't even remember seeing it in theaters.
I think so, yeah.
It's a fun one. It does the weird thing that I love with the Muppets, is that it's just like all of them living in one house, like doing random gigs. So at one point, Gonzo's doing something, and Kermit's like, don't you need to like go do that bar mitzvah? And he goes, no, I got the Electric Mayhem to cover for me. And you see the Electric Mayhem walk by in like Hasidic Jew garb. Like Dr. Teeth has like the hat and the hair, and Dr. Teeth just goes shalom and then walks away. Are you familiar with the chaos and control Muppet like theory? This is a dumb Slate article. He has a quizzical look, readers at home. There's this Slate article that someone pointed me to that I hate, called Chaos and Control Muppets, that tries to theorize that every Muppet is either a chaos-bringing Muppet or a control-bringing Muppet, and that everyone is some mixture of the two, which I kind of agree with, but I disagree with the idea that most either Muppets are either chaos or control, because the Muppets work best when everyone's a chaos Muppet.
Absolutely.
Except Kermit the Frog, who's just trying to reel everyone together and then ends up losing it and becoming a chaos Muppet himself.
Yes.
That's every episode of The Muppet Show. That's all of the movies, is Kermit just trying to pull things together while New Zealand is like throwing a fish. And what's the name of the one with the dynamite? Do you know this?
Crazy Harry, I think.
Wait, okay. Dynamite Muppet.
I believe it's Crazy Harry.
It is Crazy Harry. Good job. Like Crazy Harry, Animal, New Zealand. Their whole purpose is just to bring chaos. Gonzo, Miss Piggy does it. Miss Piggy does it like in a different way, but they all just bring chaos.
And Sweetums, of course. But those Sweetums, you would think would be like just a larger version of Animal, but he's not.
He's not. No, he's sad. Or he's not sad. He's a sympathetic character.
Yeah,
I mean, so is Animal.
He might actually be a control Muppet.
You think Sweetums is a control Muppet? That's me doing Sweetums. Just the mumbling. I don't really know what Sweetums would say other than Hollywood. And
Hollywood?
That's good. That's not bad.
It's one of my only ones.
I want to go. I forget what he yells at the car in the Muppet movie. I love the Muppets so much.
So who's your favorite Muppet?
Oh. That's a hard one to separate favorite Muppet from the Muppet you think you are. But I think Scooter. I definitely think Scooter is my favorite.
And
is he a chaos or control Muppet?
Does that equate to which Muppet you think you are?
Yeah, I think I'm either Scooter or Kermit when I think of which one I am. It sounds a little cocky, but I'm not Fozzie. I'm not Gonzo. I'm not Miss Piggy. I'm not Pepe. I'm not any of them.
I do love Pepe.
Pepe's great. All right, we're going to play some more music, and you're going to come back with the PSA, and we're going to come back with some different conversation topics. Stay tuned. Wait, oh, wrong playlist. No. I was almost doing my vampire movie playlist. That would have been bad.
Well, you would have spoiled it for everyone.
Yeah, I know. It would have been bad for everyone who's going to read the first 30 pages of a screenplay that's going to be bad. Here we go!
on this lovely girl. Costing me shame in all the world. But then she like another guy. I fall down dead, she never see the tears I cry. Said, please, please, please do not go. Might make a turn either way. So all I can do is patiently pray. Say please, please, please do not go. Please, please, please do not go. Please, please, please do not go. Please, please, please do not go.
That was Cyndi Lauper with Girls Just Want to Have Fun, which followed Please Do Not Go by the Violent Femmes. I think I'm seeing them like the week after Halloween or the week before Halloween. I think it's the week before Halloween.
You didn't get me a ticket to
that. It's like the day after. No, I didn't. Could have asked. I don't know. Let me check. When is it? I can't find it. My calendar's a mess. They're playing the Royale, actually. This is what my calendar looks like.
Have you ever been to the Royale?
Viewers at home. I've never actually been to the Royale, no. I want to.
I don't know where the Royale is.
Me neither. Actually, no. I think it's in the theater district. I think it's right next to
the Roxy?
I have no idea. I think it's next to like the Shubert, isn't it? The Boston Royale Theater.
Exciting Google Radio.
I Google something literally every time I'm on this show. Give me a map. No. Oh yeah, it's in the theater district. It's right next to Tufts Medical Center. Yeah. Tufts. You have a PSA for us?
I do.
Dad? Yeah.
If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet, shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, and other emergencies can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. A public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio.
That's interesting, because when I have Mom on this show, I find it so entertaining for her to do these PSAs because I can exactly predict the tone of voice that she's going to have when reading these out. And I can do that with you too, but so distinctly different.
Well,
because I don't want to say Mom's not trying. Mom is trying, but like you're trying to be very theatrical with it. Whereas Mom reads it in the same tone of voice that she like reads a children's book, which I think is amazing.
Well, it could be very soothing.
I'm trying
to frighten people.
No, I get that. I mean, I don't think there are any soothing PSAs in this binder. Or no, there's one.
Well, your mother
one,
can make anything.
There's like
soothing.
there's like a community day one. That'd be a good one for Mom. Emergency preparedness.
It's a good
brought thing. To you by emergency preparedness.
What are other non-flammable light sources besides flashlights? I mean, isn't anything?
I think most
that's
lamps.
A non-flammable light source. A flashlight?
I think that's just not candles, right?
But it's saying to use other flashlights and other non-flammable light sources.
Like a lamp? I don't know. Or
well, if you don't have electricity, how are you going to use a lamp?
Oh, that's actually... Whoa. Got to exit out of Facebook here. I don't know.
Oh,
that just sounds like
a glow stick, maybe?
Oh, like a chemical thing.
Yeah.
No, but that's still bad. Like, a glow stick isn't going to help you. Glow sticks, like, barely give off any light.
They worked in Ocean's 11. Or Ocean's 12. What was that? No, Ocean's 11.
Ocean's 12 when they're under...
No, Ocean's 11 when they go into the vault.
You know, oh, and they drop the glow sticks.
But
they drop like 100. And I feel like that's just to like know where they are. It's not so that they can see the elevator shaft. It's just that they'd be like, oh yeah, like there's the floor because that's where the glow sticks are or something like that. I don't know. I thought you were talking about the scene when they're like diving underwater in Venice to try to sink. Aren't they like trying to... Ocean's 12 is weird movie.
Oh, when they're trying to sink the building 4 inches or
something. Yeah.
So that they can line up
the zip line thing. Or. It's a fun... Did you see Ocean's 8?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
What did you think about it?
I enjoyed it. It was a fun ride.
Fun ride.
I didn't like
heard
it
here, folks,
as,
first.
As much as 11 or 12.
Oh, I thought it was better than 12. Although the heist seemed a little...
Well,
the
get,
heist
I
wasn't
12
as...
12 and 13 mixed up.
13's the one where they're destroying the casino. And 12 is the one with... That's like
with
international.
Or whatever he was called.
I want to say the Jackal, but that's the name of the con man from Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Yes.
The Jackal. That's such a good movie. I watched that again before I moved out of my apartment last semester. I like watched it with my roommates.
What do you think of when you hear The Jackal?
The Jackal. I think of West Wing.
C.J. Craig.
Yeah. I think it was C.J. Craig.
Supposedly, she actually does that. That was a thing that...
That's what I heard, too.
That Allison Janney used to do, and they incorporated it into the show because everybody thought it was
hysterical. Because everyone thought it was hilarious. That makes sense. God, I love that show. So there have been... This is weird and counterproductive, but I've felt recently that I'm not spending as much time watching television as I have been for the past like 4 years.
As someone who pays your tuition,
it's probably good. No, it's probably good. But I've been looking for something to watch because of this. Because I'm like, God, what? With all this free time, I don't know what to put on anymore. And now I'm considering starting my second rewatch of The West Wing within this calendar year. I think I watched all of it through like end of freshman year of college through like middle of sophomore year of college. I finished all like my first watch, and then junior, like I started around like November of last year with my second watch, and I like finished it, I think, at the beginning of the summer, but I didn't watch the last episode just because I was like, I don't want to finish The West Wing again. But now I think I should just go back and then just restart again from season one.
Sure, why not?
Just for fun.
I mean, it's a standard for us. I mean,
it makes a lot of sense. It's a great show.
We're on our fourth rewatch of the whole series.
Yeah. No, and I think that's good. Fourth rewatch or fourth watch?
Rewatch.
That's pretty good. Okay. Oh, because you consider your first watch to be when it was happening.
To be when it was on television.
That makes sense. Yeah. I think, like...
When you were a youngin.
A youngin. I don't remember you guys watching The West Wing, which is weird because...
That's because you were in bed.
What time? Whatever. I mean, but like, I remember you watching like other shows and stuff.
Like Sesame Street.
No. But I like remember watching like Mad Men. Well, but that was like later.
Yeah,
that was like 2000.
You were in high school.
That was like 2009, right? Like, but I guess West Wing ended in 2006. Whatever. I want to restart The West Wing again. Because it's so fun because you're watching the first couple seasons and you're like, oh, this is really good television, and you're compelled to watch it because it's brilliant. And then once it gets to like season five, you're like, well, these aren't as good, but now I'm invested.
Right.
And you like it after watching the first four seasons. Like, you can't cold go into season five of The West Wing. You have to watch the first four just so that you won't
hate it.
And as
you're watching the first two, especially if you're rewatching, all you can think of is, oh, Sam's going to leave soon.
Sam's so good. And you do. Like, you think to yourself, wow, like, he is so amazing in this show. They really did not... Regrets about The West Wing. What they did with Hoynes. What they did with Sam. There's another one that I usually have.
I kind of like what they did with Hoynes.
I don't. No, they... Because then they replaced him with a character who's basically the same... Will never got like a really... Will was always just a weird character who did whatever the writers thought he should be doing at the time. You know? There were some mistakes in the West. Also, I would have... No. Those are my West Wing regrets.
But the whole... when Hoynes left and bringing in Bingo Bob... Bingo Bob, I find to be a really interesting character.
But like, we didn't get enough of him when he wasn't running for president. That's my problem with Bingo Bob. Is that he just immediately goes from like... He's like the underdog vice president. You don't hear from him again for like a while. And then suddenly it's like, oh, he's running for president now. Great job.
Well, I disagree with that because there are several points, several episodes leading up to it where you can tell that's all he's doing is planning his run for the presidency.
Yeah,
especially when he steals Will away, and
then I would have made him more sympathetic. I would have made it so that the viewer isn't throughout all of season six rooting for Santos. I love Jimmy Smits
they already had the sympathetic.
There's nothing compelling about
they had the sympathetic
Bingo Bob
character running in Alan Alda.
Oh, I loved Alan Alda.
Arnie.
But you don't see him in Arnie season Vink. Six. You see him like a couple times in True. Season six. He's mostly just in seven. God, I love Alan Alda though too. Alan Alda. What's the name of his biography? It's like a weird TV's Alan Alda.
Do you know Alan Alda holds the record for fastest kisses or most amount of kisses given in a minute?
No.
It's true. He's a world record holder. He's a speed kisser.
Alan Alda.
I don't know how that.
I remember
over in today's climate, but he is a speed kisser.
I'm assuming that they just lined up and it was all consensual.
I think it was actually just one person. He was like kissing somebody's hand, and he.
Oh, that's weird.
Kissed them like 200 times in a minute or something like that.
That's easy.
It was something bizarre. I saw him do it on Letterman once.
Other Western regret. I just remembered this. Matthew Perry should have been in more than three episodes.
That was a waste of a good character.
He would have been a good replacement for Sam instead of Will. Yes. Nothing against Joshua Malina. It's Joshua Malina. But Matthew Perry's character is infinitely. I am sad that Matthew Perry just cannot get a break. You know? Or, like, I guess he's sitting on that Friends money and it's fine, but, like...
Yeah, I think he's doing just fine.
But, like, he's tried to be on so many shows and they've all gotten canceled. What's the other Sorkin show with Bradley Whitford and him?
Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip. That was actually a good show.
It's a great show! And it left after a season!
And there was that other one...
The other one where he was, like, managing, like, the Fleet Center thing. Yeah.
That was pretty bad.
Yeah.
They used up like all the available plots in the first, you know, five episodes.
It was like circus, concert, circus. Sporting event.
Right.
Like, I think that was like it.
Yeah. And then what do you do?
Yeah. I mean, but you could say that about The Office too, right? It's like how many plots can you come up with in a paper company?
Well, evidently about nine seasons worth.
about seven seasons worth. But
it's coming back.
What?
I heard it was coming back.
Ugh. I don't need that. There are too many, like, here's the thing, The Office is funny, but The Office is also, like, white bread comedy. Like, everyone finds The Office funny. It's not interesting to find The Office funny.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah. You know, it's like, okay, cool, it's brilliant, it's great, but, I don't know.
It was edgy in its own way.
It was different. It was certainly different. But then it started, like, the worst trend in television. The mockumentary... not even mockumentary, the false documentary style stuff that's just too prevailing at this point.
Well, I wouldn't call that the worst trend in television. The worst trend in television came after during the writer's strike, when television executives realized that all they had to do was throw a camera on strange people and let them do things and
it's not written,
have no production budget. And
yeah, I guess I'm just... They did that with the Muppets, the new Muppet show, the one that was on ABC 3 years ago, that was gone but not forgotten. But they had those, like, side interviews. I don't know.
But it can work. I mean...
It works on The Office.
Modern Family did it, and did it very well.
I watched, like, two seasons of Modern Family. Is that over?
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, I don't...
It's one of those shows where I think it's still on... But I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
But I still catch it in reruns.
I would feel
like
that
Grey's
way.
Grey's Anatomy. I thought Grey's Anatomy got canceled like 6 years ago.
I would feel that way about.
But I think it's still on.
Oh no, it's still on. I think. They killed off a bunch of characters, I think. I don't know. I don't think any show should last more than seven seasons, personally. I think that is like.
Once you have to kill off two characters.
That's the cutoff, right? Like. Once, like, in order to catch up with a show, you need to dedicate, like, 6 months of your life, that's bad. I don't like that. All right, we're gonna do one more song, and we're gonna sign off. Here we go.
Style or grace, wearing shoes with no socks in cold weather. Knew my heart was in the right place. I knew I'd be able to do these things. As we watch him digging his own grave, that was important to know. That was where he's at. He'll keep on digging to the center of the earth. He'll keep on digging, moving in the room.
say much, never get to talk. Tell us a little bit, but not too much. Right about then, it's where she give up. She has closed her eyes, she has give up hope. I'm walking the line, I hate to be dreaming in motion.
That was the Talking Heads with Houses in Motion off of the name of this band is the Talking Heads. So descriptive. Thank you for listening. Thank you for coming on the show, Dad.
You're welcome.
Do you have any final thoughts?
I like radio stations.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful place.
Can't beat the graffiti.
No, it's good graffiti, except for where there cannot be graffiti.
Like
the blue walls.
Anything teal.
Anything teal, that's what it is. Which is weird. I don't really understand, even though there is some graffiti on there, but you know, whatever. You sure? No final thoughts?
I have no final thoughts.
All right, cool. Do whatever you want. Your time.
Well, you know, I've got to get back to work.
This has been 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I've got a busy day too, dude. Come on. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This has been the Astro Hour. I've been Zach Going. This has been my dad.
This is his dad.
And here is
the long
Jack
lost
White. Jack White. You can't say what it is. Jack White covering one of my favorite songs, and from like 90, did they say it was like from 97 or something like that?
Yeah, it was mid 90s.
All right. Yeah. Stay tuned for Strike the Box. It's going to be great. Bye-bye.